I'm Zaylee. Oh, sorry. Okay, hold on. Let me do that again. Welcome to Wheel to Wheel, the premier Formula One podcast by two bi-coastal again ladies who know medium to nothing about Formula One.
As this year comes to an end, we're taking a page from the class of 2022 yearbook. Listen on to see who was best dressed, class clown, and more.
I'm Zaylee.
And I'm Maya.
Lights out and away we go. Maya, this lag is insane.
It doesn't sound so bad to me. Say something.
Okay, this is what it sounded like. I said, this lag is insane. It doesn't sound that bad to me. Say something.
Hi, Zaylee. How's it going?
You know the vibes. You know the vibes, Maya. Just chilling. Recovering from another LA weekend. Had a blast. And coming down and getting ready for Monday. How about you? How was traveling? How was your flight back to New York?
It was good. It was definitely quicker than the flight there, obviously, because of the wind or whatever. But I couldn't sleep on the plane. I was very wide awake. I finished Eat, Pray, Love, though.
Wow. Oh, okay. Did you cry at the end?
No, I didn't cry. But I was like, this is momentous. Like, it's helping my my brain go in a different direction.
Yeah, no, that movie, you know, you asked me once about, like, when you leave a movie theater, do you feel like a new person after Eat, Pray, Love? I wouldn't feel like a new person is the wrong word for it, but it is one of those movies. It's a good rom-com. I don't know why people trash it.
It was good. I appreciated seeing someone down so bad and then also, like, just come up so far. Like, you know, she just figured it out. I loved it.
Let's be clear. She wasn't, like, actually down bad. She was, like, a rich writer who could take a year off and just live and meet people. But good movie. Good movie.
Good movie.
So, anyways, you're back in New York now.
Yes.
And doing the damn thing. What did you think of LA now that, I mean, we kind of answered this last week, but now that you're back,
I think it's great. Yeah. Uh-huh. I mean, it's beautiful. I think the dream would be to be bi-coastal. Like, when I landed back, I was like, oh, this is kind of good. It's nice. But the weather in LA, like, I just don't see how you could be unhappy there. So there's, so I do, I miss it. I'll say, I miss it.
Dude, this weather is, it's like a drug. Or something.
It's like a drug.
Imagine if they spiked the punch. They spiked the air.
I'm dead.
Everyone is just like, woo, doo, 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 floating around.
It's gorgeous. Gorgeous, babes.
For this episode, now that the championship is over and we're bored, we're literally bored, we thought we would put together like a fun yearbook because this class has graduated from old cars.
They are
onto new cars this year. I feel like this is a momentous year. A lot of people have grown this year. A lot has shifted. It does feel like a graduation of sorts.
It is 100% a graduation. And I think you've been saying this all season, but I think we're seeing drivers and we're seeing the cars specifically in a state that feels very new.
Like, nascent.
Yes, exactly. Like kindergarten. It's like, okay, like now they're growing up. We'll see what happens next season. But very pivotal moment.
Yeah, so like any class, they need to have superlatives. If there's a yearbook, we can, and I mean, everyone knows what a superlative is. Is that a complicated word?
It's
a name for this phenomenon.
Well, I don't know that our European fans will like have, I don't, do you guys have yearbooks? Is that an annoying question? I don't know.
We had a yearbook, Maya, but we actually didn't have superlatives.
We
right?
didn't. We should have. It's probably too mean.
I think maybe each of our yearbook pages said like most likely two as a prompt.
But you answered it. It wasn't like people voted.
Yeah. But so usually it's thought of that like in suburban, I don't know, America, traditional schools, at the end of the year, everyone gets this yearbook and everyone votes for their classmates who are most likely to do whatever. Cutest couple, most changed, most affectionist, biggest plant lover. Like, they'll just vote on these categories for some reason. And so we thought we could discuss what we think these superlatives should be, who on the grid these superlatives should be awarded to.
Yeah.
And I guess this can extend to, I'm making up the rules, but I feel like this can extend to the team principals.
One thing Zaley loves is like being like, okay, this can also apply to team principals. I kind of like just drivers, but everyone should have a superlative. That's actually an important point. Like in a yearbook, everyone would have one. You wouldn't be somebody without a superlative, right?
I feel like if one of these like best hair and it has to go to Toto.
It has to go to Toto.
It has to go to Toto. But maybe you're right. We stick with the people who were grading. It's like in a yearbook, they might give one to a teacher just to be extra funny because like the teacher has to have that superlative. But for the most part, it's about the students.
We'll see. I mean, we are fans of breaking our own rules on this podcast. So I'm sure in 20 minutes, things will sound different.
All right, so what's the first superlative that you would like to vote on?
Ooh, I'm so excited for this game. Okay, I think we should do most opinionated. Which driver on the 2022 grid is most opinionated?
I have someone in mind already.
Okay.
Is most opinionated as in having the most opinions or the most likely to dig their heels in on an opinion?
Bro, you overthinking it, bro. Whatever opinionated means to you.
Okay, fine.
Wait, hold on. I haven't chosen.
In this, I am going to go with, I guess Maya's answer is percolating. I'm going to go with Sebastian Vettel as the most opinionated because he has the most opinions. But with the caveat that if we're talking about the person who's most likely to die on that opinion's hill, it has to be Lewis Hamilton.
I'm agreeing with you on Vettel. I think he has the most like morals and the most thoughts on mm-hmm. things. So I think if you caught him at a party, mm-hmm. he would have the most opinions quantifiably, like on things. I think other people might be like,
right,
yeah,
you could
whatever.
Throw him anything.
Yes.
Yeah, no, yeah. And Vettel is likely to like, he knows a little bit about urban farming. He knows a little bit about, you know, ocean conservation. He knows a little bit about politics. Like he has an opinion probably because he's of the world. He's worldly. He has an opinion on all these things that some drivers might just be like, do you remember in Drive to Survive where they were asking Lando, like, do you want to go home? Because it was right around COVID and they were interviewing people like on the track in Australia as things were shutting down and like the NBA was getting shut down. It was like right at the beginning
of
COVID.
March,
and Lando
yeah.
was like, I mean, if I'm not sick, I'll drive. It was just so like not really, you know, answering what they were trying to get him to answer.
Of
like,
course.
Some drivers are just so disengaged.
Yes, 100%. And I actually think a strong marker of intelligence is totally being able to have an opinion on something. I mean, this sounds silly. Mm-hmm. Even things you might know not that much about. I just think like when someone tosses you a conversation ball, you got to be able to catch it and be like, mm-hmm. I think this.
Yeah.
So I think Vettel is the most like that on this grid for sure.
Maya and I were just talking about someone and affectionately, like in the way that she responds to things. And I was like, it's almost like retweeting. Like she'll take it and be like, sometimes she won't actually have a response for you, but she'll just have like a comment that's related to it that'll take the conversation to another place. And we love her for it. We genuinely
love.
Do. But that's what you have to at least be able to do. Like, even I know what you mean in terms of intelligence at a party. Maybe you don't have an opinion on that thing, but you have to be able to be like, okay, pivot here, or
yes.
okay, I'm going to take this alley-oop it over there.
Yes.
Like, give me some perspective. Don't drop the ball. Don't drop the ball. Don't drop the ball. All right. I'm offering, I feel like we came to a conclusion on that.
Yeah.
Vettel.
Yeah.
Who is the most likely to give good advice?
Ooh. That is so good. Good advice. And I'm thinking like not F1 advice, right? Just like life advice.
Yeah, just life. Just life advice.
I would say actually go ahead.
No, this is too hard. You go first. You have someone.
I was going to say there's a part of me that says that would think Vettel just because he's older, classic. I think he'd give good advice. Mm-hmm. But I'm actually going to say Pierre.
That's what I was thinking. It was somewhere between Pierre and Max. Why do you say Pierre?
I say Pierre because he kind of gives me a little bit, like just with videos of him and Yuki interacting, which Zaley sent me, he gives me that mm-hmm. like intelligence of like, I'm hearing what you're saying, I'm processing it, and then like I'm respond, like, you know, he just seems incredibly
yes.
responsive and reactive. And I think those are markers for someone who can give good advice.
he's one of the only drivers that I've ever seen respond to something with a question where he's like, I've sent you a video with like of just trying to understand.
Yes.
And I think so much of giving good advice is like trying to interrogate like not only the person, but the situation. Like, you cannot give advice until you've done a good deep dive into like what's going on and like how did they respond? And then what did you say? And what time was that? And mm-hmm. like, did they leave it unseen? And I feel like Pierre would know that he like, you have to ask a follow up. You can't just, that's so much of the giving advice sessions is like asking the right questions.
100%.
I was going to say Max in a way, because I feel like he's so objective and he would give you like a very harsh objective view of being like, if they don't like you, then you have to move on. Like, I just feel like he would be good at that for some reason.
I could see that.
But Pierre seems like a good listener in a way. It's a toss-up. It's a toss-up.
I could also see, like, Lewis to that end. Like, not, I don't know if the advice would be, like, super critical thinking advice. Not that he's not critical thinking. Mm-hmm. I just could see him. He's like a guy. I think he would have a very broad perspective. And, like, it might help you feel better mm-hmm. talking to him, I think. Because he'll be just be like, you know.
Yeah, Lewis and Carlos both kind of have that broad, like, they just be good to talk to. They yes. seem to be good head on their shoulders. They've seen a lot in their lives. They probably have a lot
yes,
to offer.
Yes, totally, totally. Okay, keep going.
It's your turn. Give me give us a superlative to judge these drivers on, because we love to judge.
I'm loving this. Biggest gossip.
Biggest gossip. Biggest gossip. To me, Russell. I say that because Russell, it seems to read between a lot of lines. And sometimes the lines are not there. And I feel like gossip is usually started by like people who are like, did you think this when they meant this? And it's usually like other people. I see gossip die. And usually other people are like, nah, I didn't see that. I didn't get that. And that's like how gossip will die.
Mm.
But those people who are posing those kinds of theoretical questions and then are then therefore encouraged by other gossips who are like, I noticed that too. Don't you feel like that's connected to X, Y, and Z? And I remember that Russell has this whole thing with Valtteri that's not really real. And no one would have noticed if it weren't for Drive to Survive. And you see how much he like actually cares and thinks that there's like a rivalry where there kind of isn't. Like, I don't see Valtteri being in this rivalry with him in a way. And I was, that to me is an example of like the way that Russell might be thinking about gossip and the interactions that he has. And like the world that he views is a bit paranoid. He's a gossip starter, I think.
That's an interesting analysis. I could see that with him. He's just a little gossip. Okay. Yeah. I can imagine him at a party being like, what? Which is good. Which is like a very good sign of a gossip. I was going to say maybe Lando. Just because he's just young. I just feel like he's literally a year younger than us. But I feel like he's of a generation that like just is nosy and appreciates information. And I could see him being kind of mixy and like, what? I didn't know that. I don't know that he would tell the gossip around. I don't know. I could just see him like being a little bit digging for information.
Iconic Drive to Survive clip when Carlos was like, how much does you think he's making?
Yes.
Let's text him.
Literally.
text. But that was to Lando, right?
That was about...
If I remember correctly.
That was between Charles... Wait, no. Who was that? Sorry. Yeah, I think
it was between Charles and Carlos.
And it was about Lando.
Because Lando had been signed and they were like, how much do you think he's making? No, first say how are. Congratulations. I'm going to say congratulations first. It was good. And that maybe Carlos is a gossip.
He is a gossip. Carlos, I can see that.
All of these, I think, are like, everyone has to be a gossip. You have to be a gossip to like make it further in your career and like you have to have your ear to the ground and know what's going on and know how things are perceived and like to be able to move around in teams and wheel and deal, blah, blah, blah.
So important.
All right. Most likely to get married first. Obviously, some of these drivers are like married and some aren't, but that energy of like, oh, she's going to get hitched real soon or like he's definitely going to. We already know a couple like in our circles from high school who's married, by the way.
Literally. I'm going to say Alex Albon. I just could see him settle. I know he has a girlfriend who he loves very much. She's like that golf player girl. Mm-hmm. I just could see him like not looking for much more. Like I could just see him being like, okay, not in a bad way. I think he's happy, but I just could see him. I could see him married in the next few years, to be honest.
Yeah, me too. Me too. And there's also almost like a religiosity to him.
That's so true.
Isn't his family kind of religious a little bit?
They're like Buddhist. Like,
yeah. Just a little bit of religion, and like, yeah, he's gonna be married.
Very devoted. Very devoted.
Yeah, and just like very family oriented. Yes. And I think as you get older, people who crave that family are just gonna like start one themselves, so they can like get back to that groove again. It kind of reminds me of people say like people who end up working in schools are just people who like kind of never want to leave being schools. Like people who end up married very quickly are people who like never want to leave home and just kind of like want to replicate that. I agree with you on Albon. I was also going to say, why do I feel like Esteban is going to marry the first girl?
He's, like, he's with somebody now, is he not?
Yeah, he is. He is.
Yeah, I can see that too. Okay.
Oh my God, I got one.
What? Okay, but it's my goal.
No, I'm going to bring it up next. Yeah, you go.
Okay, most likely to be president. That's it. Most likely to be president.
Most likely to be president. I don't want to give it to someone who's already showed up, but Vettel. Most likely to be president.
You think?
He's literally like, he also will put himself on the line for things he believes in. Remember when he got into such a bad argument that the FIA kicked him out of a driver's meeting?
Yes.
Like, he just seems to have enough passion to not be not tire of what it takes to be a president, which is like constantly arguing and wheeling and like, I just don't think he would tire of that. I feel like a lot of these people would disengage after like 10 days in office.
No, these guys could never stand it. It would eat them up. But Vettel has the energy. He has the stamina for that. I could see Vettel. I could also see Verstappen. I could see Max being president. He has a steeliness that I think is necessary to be president, like a stiff upper lip a little bit. I think people might be like, I even think people would be charmed by him.
It's not. It wouldn't be a democracy, though. You wouldn't be the president of like a democratic.
Russia?
Like, I guess it's a little bit of a democratic republic, but like a little more of a republic. Yeah, a little more like Russia. Maybe a prime minister situation. I don't know. It's just like he would have more power than our president has. Just talking about U.S. president, I feel like Max. Maybe he could be a Republican president, or he just like wouldn't be. I think he would have a hard time with our democracy and like all that it takes.
He needs more opinions. That's
good.
The only
dictator though.
Yeah, for sure. He needs way more opinions. I feel like he's a little bit meh. That's where Vettel comes
totally.
In
totally. Yeah,
all right, what's yours?
All right, most changed. Who changed most this year? Most changed spiritually, mentally, physically. Physically, Daniel got so skinny, but that's been happening for like a couple years now.
Why do
Gasly,
I want to say?
Oh, Tsunoda?
I was gonna say Hamilton or Schumacher. Something about Hamilton. Okay, so I think he's. I mean, maybe his personality. Actually, maybe his personality has been the same. His circumstances
his grades
have changed.
Have shifted.
If
we're going with the class metaphor, he definitely used to be the valedictorian, and now he's like, the freaking, I don't know, it's mid now. It's like his parents went through a divorce and he like came back to school really like not doing well.
Yeah. Who were you gonna say?
You're gonna say though.
I said Schumacher. I said or Schumacher. I feel like.
Oh, that's good. Yeah.
Yeah, I just feel like first of all, he's changing teams this next. Which where is he going? He's going to Williams.
Yeah, alongside Albon.
Yeah, I think
that's what you told me.
Yeah.
Stared in your back. So if that's wrong.
Guys, don't trust me. Google your things. Google your stuff.
Yeah, Google it.
He's changing teams, but I also feel like he's grown a lot with the absence of Mazepin. He's trying to do better. I just see him getting a little bit tougher. I think he's most changed. That's my vote. Who do you think?
I think so, too. I think that's a really good choice, especially since like it's like on the grid and off the grid. He is becoming his own person. Yeah, I think that's a really good choice. Your go.
My go. What about... hold on. Most gullible. Who is the most gullible?
Who is the most gullible?
That's this such a read, by the way. Like, if someone gave me that superlative, I would be so aggy.
Oh, this is kind of messed up. I feel like Charles.
Yes, I kind of agree with that.
Because I feel like part of his frustration with his team is that I feel like he ends up super frustrated because he takes what they say so seriously.
Yeah.
And then he gets really mad because he's like, you guys, I'm failing. Like, this isn't working or whatever. And I feel like Carlos doesn't have that same issue as much because mm-hmm. sometimes he'll just outwardly defy what they say, or like he just seems more likely to question it, more reticent to do so. Charles is also like very much under, like it's very rare for him to come out and critique Ferrari. Like, he is a company man in a lot of ways. And he also just, like, look at him, his beautiful face. Like, why would he question anything? Like, he's just so, he's simple to me, but not in a rude way, but just in, like, what you see is what you get. He believes in what he's doing. Like, he doesn't have a lot of critique, or he just seems gullible. I think I could convince Charles of a lot.
I 100% agree. I think he has this, like, softness and this open, matter of fact, what's his line?
What is his astrological sign? If it's Pisces, I'm gonna die.
It's Libra. Wait, let me just make sure.
Oh, okay. So maybe that indecision that we're sensing, or yeah. like that, he must be playing the field and like kind of just Libras always want to make sure the room is balanced, want to make sure everyone around is okay. And maybe that leads to gullibility because he like doesn't want to rock the boat. And
100%.
Interesting. All right, that was yours. Who's most gullible? So now it's my turn.
Mm-hmm.
All right. Who is... I can't tell if I want to... Okay, who's most likely to fall asleep during a movie?
All of these... I feel like men always fall asleep. Do you know what I mean? What's that about?
Stroll.
Oh my God, that's a good masculine one. I could see Yuki's falling asleep very easily. Something about his attention span, I just feel like he would be like, I'm falling asleep. Like, not on purpose, even.
Yeah. Yeah. First 2 minutes.
He's just
especially
bored.
If it's a movie he didn't want to see in the first place.
Yes. Yeah. He's like, I'm over it. I don't care. I'm falling asleep. He wouldn't even fight
it's pretty childlike to fall asleep, too, because you have to feel no responsibility to, like, the people you're in. All right. I'll just go sleep right here.
Most likely to always be in a relationship, always be dating somebody.
Perez definitely is up there. Valtteri Bottas is up
what?
There for me.
That's random.
I feel like I can't see him like him as a single man would be hard. It's hard for me to like understand how he would, because he's so solitary. Like I think he does a lot of solitude. That's and like, sweet. I almost feel like he would need a relationship to like, so they can like, what do you call it? Parallel play, or like they could just like be in the room together and like while he's reading the newspaper, someone needs to be like a couple rooms over at least, just making sure he's still breathing and like.
Oh, you know who I would say
who
randomly? Latifi. Mm. For some reason, I just feel like he would need company. Like, he kind of gives me always dating somebody. I don't know.
Interesting.
Some dudes have that vibe to me, especially some white dudes. I'm like, why do you? Do you grow a girlfriend every 6 months? It feels like they just spawn. Literally. Spawn girlfriends.
Like an extra limb?
Yes, literally. It's like when Yoshi, like, you know what I'm talking about? When he spits out that egg and then another Yoshi comes out? Sorry.
No, I don't. And ew, what is that?
This is Zaylee's biggest downfall. She's never played any video games, so she didn't grow up playing Mario. Like, come on now.
Oh, I thought you were talking about, for some reason, like, anime or something. I'm
no.
like, that is such a graphic. Okay, now I kind of know what you mean.
The green egg.
Yeah. Okay, so now it's my turn again.
Yeah.
And I am going to present you with who is most likely to survive the zombie apocalypse.
Alonso, for sure. This man would
Alonzo?
Have, he would have like a fortress. He would have a stronghold. He would literally have like people patrolling his bunker outside. I think he would be like such I don't even know what the word for this is, but he would just run shit.
Yeah, he would become like a...
apocalyptically.
A messiah, probably.
Yes,
people... Be able to convert everyone to his cult.
Bro,
and-
bro, it would be like people were like searching for shit, and it's like, have you heard of Alonzo? Like, Alonzo's fortress? And then you'd have to like go find Fernando. Alonzo's fortress. Yeah, you see him. He has like two pistols on his desk. Like, I'm seeing the whole thing.
Nothing moves. Everything moves through him. He is El Jefe. Like, no one is getting food without Alonzo's blessing, bro.
Everything's a deal with him. You got to give him an offering. Like,
yeah, he's granting all access. You're giving him 15% of your income. You're tithing. Like, yeah, for sure. Yeah, Alonzo would also like eat off his left arm to like stay alive.
Yes, he would have like an eye patch.
If this was a zombie movie, there would be a good guy though. I know we're talking about the real zombie apocalypse, but who do you think in the movie would like usurp Alonzo and give everything back to the masses?
Because
like the bad guy doesn't usually survive in the zombie apocalypse, does it?
No, you're talking about like a Robin Hood type figure. Like he would, you know, have to have some kind of principle.
It's like in this zombie movie, in the imagination that we've just created, Alonzo is like, there are zombies out there.
Yes.
And the, like, there's a group of humans that have like survived it, and Alonzo is the king of those humans.
Yes.
So I just imagine that one of those humans now has to like redistribute the wealth and like actually fight the zombie. You know what I mean? Like, there has to be a good guy winner.
That's such a good question.
And you say Esteban.
That was kind of a joke, but I'm like...
Science?
What do you think? What do you think? What do you think? I kind of have an answer.
I think maybe Signs.
Oh, what? That's not what I was going to say.
Because I feel like he's like a diplomatic, like lovable adversary.
I guess. I mean, ever since somebody told us on our TikTok that he was like conservative and it changed my way of seeing him.
Right.
But I was going to say maybe like Hamilton, but I just don't think he has like the... He's so much of a lover that it wouldn't like, and I just don't know that he would be able to do it.
That's interesting. You call him a lover. I'm like, he's too self. I feel like he's like too self possessed to like kind of be doing all that during a zombie apocalypse. I feel like he would more of like either be a loner or like, I just don't see him getting too involved in like inter-political. Maybe Kevin Magnussen.
Oh my God. I forgot about him. Yeah, maybe K-Mag. I was going to say maybe Schumacher, but again, I need to get to know him better before I say that. I'm just thinking about who's the most princely and, like, valiant seeming.
Yeah, they have to be valiant and they have to be principled. Maybe it's Max.
I don't know. He might be a henchman.
He has the self-belief, but he has the self-belief to, like, take down Alonzo. You know, like, he genuinely thinks he's the best. And, like, you got to have a little bit of that.
Yeah, there's definitely a bit of a narcissism involved. New superlative. Most likely to be late for class.
Lewis.
What?
Lewis is showing up 4 hours late from the Met Gala. Like,
to me, it's giving Stroll. He seems so boyish to me. I could see him pulling up like, sorry. Like, he just would be.
Nah, Stroll is one of those boys who's like really bad in school, but he's like on time. He's literally checking all the boxes. Like, just, I don't know.
He's giving bare minimum to you?
Yes, he's bare minimum, but he's like there. He does all the things, so like you can't be too mad, but it's just like, I would rather him be late and give us more than like what he ends up giving, you know?
Maybe Daniel Ricciardo also.
Oh yeah, Daniel's late and like cute with it. He's a class clown.
I know. I was gonna say it's gonna be like a cute, hot late. Like, if that's the kind of guy who walked into my office, my class late, I'd be like, hey.
All right, who's most likely to become a superhero? Like, get bitten by a spider, or like turns out they have like some sort of genetic thing. Have a superhero origin story and then like emerge and save the world.
I think it would have to be like LeClaire because of the reason you gave earlier about him being like kind of not gullible but a little bit like open. I think he doesn't, I don't think he automatically gives like super opinionated, super strong, super anything. And I think mm-hmm. I could see him being exactly the character that's like, I'm just every other guy.
He's just the regular guy.
Exactly.
He's
and
Tom
then he gets
Holland.
Bit. Yes.
And yes.
And then he transforms.
And he also looks very handsome.
100%. What about, this is a weird one, most liked by parents? Oh, like other people's parents? That's a funny one.
Yeah.
Okay. Who's most liked by
in
people's
this class
parents?
Is, okay, definitely Mick is coming up for
yes!
me. Pierre, I think, would be like well liked, but like kind of, you know, he can do both. He's parents too, because he's a little manipulative and like he can get it. He's the kind of, he's funny. He's a funny
yes.
person with parents. They would like yes. him though. Valtteri for sure.
Yes. Oh my God. What about George? For some reason, I feel like people's parents would be like, why aren't you more like George? Like, I don't know. He just has enough of the charm and he's intelligent. And I think people might just see him very a good
but
light.
People would the kids would hate him for that. And also the parents are a little bit wrong.
Of course.
Like, yeah. They don't know him intimately enough. Yeah. He's the class valedictorian.
Yes.
For sure.
Literally.
Who's the biggest flirt?
Biggest flirt?
The biggest flirt. Like flirting with everyone, just like that's kind of how they communicate, is like flirtatiously. Carlos Sainz.
Was
that even
Gasly.
Trying, I feel like. Daniel too. Daniel.
Daniel,
Gasly.
Yeah. Even Leclerc, but in an unintentional way. I just don't think Leclerc would realize that he was flirting with people. He's just hot, I guess, is what I'm saying. Never mind.
Yeah, he's hot. He does like a wink or two, though, and that's definitely on purpose.
Oh,
Lando,
man.
Lando, too. Lando's a big
flirt, my God,
I'm sure.
He would be so flirty. Most likely to star in their own reality show.
So this is hard because, like, without the fame, they're just in high school.
Oh,
like,
wow.
These kids, for them to get cast, like, I'm like, what do reality stars look for? They look for gullibility. They look for a little bit of, like, but people who will pop off, though. They have to, like, be able to fly off, you know. They feel things, reality stars. They're not just going to, like, shrug their shoulder that stuff. I don't know. What are you thinking, Maya?
I'm considering it differently. I'm just, like, of these people now, who is the most likely to consider to be in a reality show? But maybe I should be thinking about it more from your perspective. Because from that perspective,
I mean, yeah.
I was going to say Hamilton. Like, I could just see Hamilton being, like,
100%.
But not in a flashy Kardashians way, but just, I don't know. I think he's comfortable around cameras and he would have shit to say during a talking head.
Yeah, he's negotiating with Netflix about what it'll look like.
Oh, and there's probably something like that happening right now as we speak. But yo, industry people, tell us, is there something like this coming out soon, the next 2 years?
But in the spirit of this game, Maya, we have to do like...
You're right.
They were in high school. They don't have what they have now. They're just people.
Daniel? And I'm going to say Daniel and then maybe Gasly again. Like,
yes,
something about Daniel
be on Love Island for sure.
He's charming, sure. He's funny, he's not shy. I think he can get down and dirty, like, on camera. Not in a sexy way, but just, like, I think he's with it. It would be Daniel.
You would have to be, like, they have to be extremely adaptable. Like, Perez is someone who could, like, get on that island and just really get into the game and start to be like, well, Shona didn't da-da-da-da-da-da, like, for sure. Lando would be tough. Like, I think he could be a reality show, but, like, he would... Yeah, he would be difficult. People would love him, though.
He would be.
I wouldn't cast him.
I wouldn't cast him either, but he would definitely be something.
Best bromance.
Best
Who
bromance?
Who on this grid has the best bromance? There's Mick and there's Vettel.
Yeah, that's cute. I was going to say, remember Hamilton and Bottas with the butt picture? Bottas's butt picture that Hamilton purchased. They're cute. I don't think they're that close.
I wouldn't give them best. Yeah, I wouldn't give them best. They just don't even feel. Does Max have a lover? Does Albon have a lover? There was a time when Max and Albon had a cute thing going. Carlos.
I do think that Lando. A lot of the, first of all, Verstappen, for someone his it's actually interesting because Verstappen is among the same age. He's maybe a touch older than the class of young guys. He seems separate to me. Like, I feel like Norris. Who else? Norris, George. Who's another? Albon. Like, I remember seeing lots of videos of the three of them together. So, like, I think the young guys have the cutest bromance.
I'm going to say Carlos and Lando.
That was so good.
No one's over that. It's still heartbreaking that they couldn't continue to drive together. Because they had the best press.
Did you see that? Do you remember seeing that video of I think I think at the time Signs was out for some reason, but he was doing an interview, and then he found out that Lando crashed, and you just like see his like face change immediately. Oh, I should send it to you. It was really sweet. I was like, oh.
Ricardo doesn't get along with anyone. A couple of these people, I'm like, y'all don't get along enough for me. You know what? I'm going to give it to Gasly and Tsunoda because that is my favorite right now.
You love them. You do.
I really, 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 really do, because I think that they just complement each other. There's no sort of competition between them. I mean, there is competition, obviously, but it's like they can do both at once, and it doesn't seem personal for them. They're just so cute. They're so cute, and they have experiences together. They go karaokeing together, like, without press, without cameras there, just them having good times, and it actually seems like a time. Like, they just would be a kiki. They should have a podcast together, honestly.
Oh, my God. That would be really funny.
And they're also comfortable joking about, like, being sexual together, which I think is the mark of a good romance. Like, they kiki. Like, Yuki's like, he won't invite me over. Like, it's just cute. We got to close this out on a good one, Maya. What are you thinking?
I was going to say most likely to start a band. That's not that juicy, though.
We could do, like, most likely to be the best driver or most likely to have the best car. Who in this high school is the most likely to have the best car?
Like, pull drive, up with a whip? Up.
Yes.
Who's someone that would really come care
in
that?
A Ferrari?
Oh, man.
Not in the F1 sense, but in, like, the sports car sense.
Right, yeah.
They're in the Lambo at 17 years old. Obviously, Lance Stroll, I guess.
I was going to say,
but like spiritually, who's spiritually rich?
Gasly, like, for some reason, I could just see him being like, like,
Gasly's getting everything.
I know, I know. I was also, Zhao. It would literally be Zhao, so clearly.
You think so?
Yeah, I just think because I think he cares about, like, name brands and things like that. Like, I think he just cares about looking cool. That's what I would choose.
Cares about looking cool. It's like, what does it take to be a high schooler with a very expensive car? I guess you just have to have parents who spoil you.
Yep.
You have to care about, you have to care about name brands. Because I guess you can be rich, but also not want such an ostentatious car.
Mm-hmm. I'm doubling down. I think
that's where I'm like, Zhao in high school, I don't think he would want to stick out like a sore thumb. If everyone's pulling up in like Toyotas, I don't think he would want to like vroom into the lot like... Like revving up into the freaking Palmdale senior like he's high or whatever. Like,
why do I feel like
something more Yuki?
No, I was gonna say, why do I feel like Norris I could also see pulling up with something crazy? Like, I just don't think he would mind standing out.
No, he wouldn't. I think like Norris, Yuki,
Latifi.
Yeah.
Am I crazy?
I don't think so. I think Latifi's too Mr. Nice Guy. I don't think he would want to offend his classmates.
Mr. Nice Guy.
George Russell?
Yes.
Russell is pulling... Yeah. He's like, I'm better than you. I don't care. Like, this is my car.
100%.
Carlos might have a calm flex.
Low-key flex.
It'll be like an Audi A8. It's like very...
Ooh,
it's,
that's
so
nice.
Something nice, but low-key. All right, so that's our class. I feel like that is like, we just had a big time today, so we won't do a game because this was just all fun.
All fun,
no
vibes.
Work, all play.
Yeah, you guys have gotten your fill.
Yeah, yeah, stop complaining, we fed you. Anyways, next week we'll be at Austin. But until next time.
Bye.
Pyong.